Even the king's mealtimes turned into a performance, where the nobles stood and watched the king eat, waiting for him to speak to them.
One of the phenomena of Versailles was the sight of leading nobles adopting these very deferential poses. This was actually a very, very powerful signal that the monarchy was back in charge.
For the courtiers, flattery became a way of life.
For instance, one courtier, a great nobleman in his province, Louis says to him, "When is your wife's baby due?" And this nobleman says, "When your majesty wishes it."
As well as accommodating thousands of courtiers and officials, Versailles was also used by the king to promote France itself.
There was a deliberate intention to create a showcase for French manufacturers and to rival or outdo Italy above all, which was the great source of taste in the 17th century. The magnificence of the interior, of course, it was all about the splendour of the monarchy and the splendour of Louis XIV. Louis personally loved rich materials and fine craftsmanship. But it was also a careful orchestration of Louis XIV's, France's, claim to lead Europe in terms of taste and the arts.
As building progressed, Louis commissioned hundreds of paintings, sculptures, and other decorations, many containing images of himself as the embodiment of French glory. This was no accident.
If you compare Louis with rulers before, it is remarkable how he had professional advice. So he's not presenting his image by himself. There was a whole backup team of intellectuals, writers. This is a real innovation, that there should be a small committee of people who are simply working on how to present the king's image in the most grand manner possible.